Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Today we're digging into TJX Companies, the parent of TJ Maxx, Marshalls, HomeGoods, and Sierra, and their second quarter fiscal 2027 results.
Before we get into it, quick disclaimer. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Good to have that out of the way. So, Alex, headline number first. How'd they do?
Pretty strong quarter overall. Consolidated comp sales up 4%, which beat their own plan. Adjusted diluted EPS came in at $1.22, up 11% year over year, and also well above what they'd guided to. Off the back of that, they actually raised full-year guidance, now looking at $5.15 to $5.20 in adjusted EPS for the year, up 9-10% from last year.
That is solid beat-in raise. But there was one wrinkle in there. Marmaxx, which is their biggest division by far, TJ Maxx and Marshalls combined, only grew comps 1%. Everybody else was humming.
Right, and that's really the story of this call. HomeGoods put up a 7% comp, TJX Canada was up 6%, and TJX International, that's Europe and Australia, was up 7% as well. Those three carried the quarter while Marmaxx lagged.
CEO Ernie Herrmann was pretty candid about what happened there. He called it self-inflicted, basically said they didn't have the right merchandise mix in the right stores at the right time. Not a demand problem, not a competitive pricing problem.
Yeah, and he made a point of saying they actually checked. Their comps near direct off-price competitors were basically identical to comps in stores without nearby competition. So this wasn't about getting outpriced by anyone. It was execution, certain categories where they just didn't have enough of the right inventory, so shoppers walked in and couldn't find what might have been an impulse buy.
What I found interesting is he framed the fix as already underway. Said sales were improving into August, and he expects to be back to that normal 2-3% comp range for Marmaxx by the fourth quarter, in time for holiday.
They also said they've built in some new systematic planning processes to catch this kind of mix issue earlier. And notably, everyone from buyers up to Herrmann himself was looped into fixing it, so it sounds like this got serious internal attention.
Meanwhile, HomeGoods was the real standout. Let's talk about that. 7% comp and adjusted segment profit margin jumped 240 basis points to 12.4%. That's a big move.
Herrmann was genuinely excited about that one. He talked about HomeGoods becoming this dual-purpose destination, not just the treasure hunt impulse shopping people associate with it, but now also a place people go for everyday consumable staples, like replenishing kitchen or home goods regularly. That combination is driving really consistent traffic.
And on the margin side, CFO John Kirby noted it's a mix of the sales leverage from that strong comp, some operational efficiencies, and lower tariff costs boosting merchandise margin.
Speaking of tariffs, that's a thread running through this whole call. TJX actually received tariff refunds during the quarter, and all the numbers we're discussing are on an adjusted basis that strips those out, along with some related compensation accruals tied to them.
Worth flagging for listeners. Gross margin was up 70 basis points to 31.4% in the quarter, largely tariff-driven favorability. But looking into the back half, management guided gross margin roughly flat to slightly down, mainly because of rising freight and fuel costs. They specifically called out tighter trucking capacity, pushing rates up.
One of the bigger strategic headlines here, though, is the store growth story. TJX raised its long-term store target by 500 units, now targeting 7,500 stores total. That's within their existing 10 countries. No new market expansion baked into that number yet.
And they're accelerating unit growth from 3% to 4% annually starting next year. Marmaxx gets 300 more stores in that plan. HomeGoods gets 200 more. Management talked about opportunities in rural markets where department stores are closing, plus smaller format stores letting them fit into denser urban areas too.
They were also asked directly about new countries beyond their current 10, and Herrmann kept it coy, didn't name anything, but made clear they're always evaluating new markets and pointed to their track record in places like Australia and their newer brands for less joint venture in Spain as proof the model travels well.
On the balance sheet side, they returned $1.3 billion to shareholders in the quarter through buybacks and dividends, and inventory was up 7% overall, but only up 2% per store, which management framed as being well-positioned to take advantage of what they called plentiful buying opportunities in the market.
So, pulling it together for investors, what's the takeaway here?
I'd say it's a company demonstrating real diversification benefits. Three of four divisions significantly outperformed, which cushioned a genuine stumble at their largest division. Management on the Marmaxx issue clearly framed it as fixable and already improving, and raised full-year guidance anyway. The store growth acceleration also signals real confidence in the long-term model.
And before we wrap, a reminder from Jordan.
Right. Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Looking ahead, the next real checkpoint is that third quarter call in November, where we'll see whether Marmaxx actually delivers that promised rebound heading into the holiday season.
That's the one to watch. Thanks for listening to Beta Finch.
We'll catch you on the next earnings breakdown.
Take care.